The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
What's poppin'? You already know what it is, man. Ralph Tromsey here. We got a fire interview today with the one and only Jesus Montoya. It was super fun. There's only one issue, though, with this episode. Some parts cut out. That was out of my control. I had to contact my people over at Anchor. They had to fix something within the third party that used to record these episodes, so that's my fault. It delayed a couple episodes this week as well, so it's just been a wild week in terms of the podcast, but we got things settled. We got y'all episode, and yeah, make sure you go and check Jesus Montoya out. Fire music. He has stuff dropping very, very soon. So make sure to go check him out. But other than that, man, here is our interview.
For sure.
All right. All right. So, Seuss, my guy, how's it going, man?
Chilling, my boy.
Thanks for having me. Of course. So, hey, first off, man, just introduce yourself, you know, who you are and what you do.
My name is Jesus Montoya. I'm from LA, you know. I make my own music, so if you guys want to check it out, you know, at the end of the thing, you guys can look me up or whatever.
That's dope. So, I'm going to get something. All right. So, I'm not Mexican. I don't speak Spanish like that, right? But I go to a school.
Yes.
That's, like, mainly Mexican. And if there's one thing that I picked up from them, is the freaking music, my guy, okay? So I love me the bandas and all that. So I discovered you through your music, dude. And I'm like, yo, this guy, you know, he's pretty good, you know.
Thanks,
it's dope to have you on. And I'm trying to learn some Spanish myself, you know. But we'll see. That's not working out too well. But
hey, the first step is always going for it instead of waiting.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the thing is, though, like, you know, I'm learning, but I'm learning the wrong words, you know? Like, I'm learning,
okay.
I'm learning, like, oh, yeah.
You're learning all the no-no words.
But, hey, it's a start, you know? So.
Yeah, it's a start.
So, anyways, you know, you mentioned, you know, you're doing music. You know, how do you first, like, get interest in that field?
Well, when I was younger, they called my parents saying that, like, because I used to be, like, a pretty smart kid when I was smaller. So they called my parents, like, oh, your kid's in the gifted program. Mm. You know, like, we have a music program. I don't know if you guys are interested. We give, like, a little, like, what's it called? Like, a scholarship. But it was, like, you know, like, to get a discount. Or it was basically to get, like, a cash grab, kind of. But my parents were like, oh, music. Let's give my son to music, you know? So we went over there, and they signed me up. And the rest is kind of history.
Nice. So...
Yeah.
Right. Was there something that, you know, stood out to you in that time when you started, you know, doing it there?
I mean, like, I didn't really, like, because before I didn't really listen to music. Until, like, after I got into music, like, by force, kind of, I didn't really, like, get into it as much. And then now it's just the whole different royal with the corridos. Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what type of songs do you play for those who don't know you?
Oh, I play in the style of regional. Right now, there's kind of like two styles now. One of them's called regional mexicano, and that's like your corridos, like straight corridos, you know, like the ones that you hear, like, I don't know if you see, like, the stereotypical Mexican corrido, you know, like, 500 balazos, yeah, it's basically like a corrido. That's a corrido. And then now they're coming up with the style with urbano, so I'm going to be hearing songs with your compas, like, evito las malas vibras. Like more urbano, like it's more like rap sounding now.
Gotcha.
So I play those both styles.
That's cool. What instruments do you usually have in yours?
Well, my main is the requinto, which is basically a 12-string guitar tuned in with pairs. But I also play the regular 6-string, the bass. This one instrument, which is an acoustic bass, but we call it a bajoloche. So we slap it and everything. And I'll play the bajo quinto. But my main is the requinto.
I love the sound of that, man. Like, I could listen to that all day. Like, oh, man.
No, yeah, it's a very interesting
Cool.
instrument. You can do a lot
Definitely,
with it.
definitely. When did you learn how to play any of those?
Well, it all started when I was like 9 years old, but I started off with like the Beatles and stuff. So I started off with like rock music, the old rock. And then my dad told me like, "Hey, I'll give you $50 if you learn this one Mexican song." And like because I started when I was like nine, so like 50 bucks was a lot of money, you know. Like I wanted to buy myself like some like freshman cakes or whatever conversation. And yeah, like so I mean I took up the offer and then like 20 minutes later I had the song down.
Really?
But that whole thing happened when I was like what 11 or 12, and then everything after like all the regionales came after
That's
that.
dope. That's cool. Holy, so you learned it in 20 minutes. Was it like a tough song or like?
I mean yeah, it was a tough song.
Because I mean that young, I'd assume like.
I'm a pretty fast learner, so it's like I always understood it by ear. So everything I kind of learned it by ear. Like even now, like I really don't use tutorials that much. You know how people are like, oh, what do you suggest to learn guitar? Like, oh, you can use tutorials, but I never use them honestly. Like once in a while, I look into them so I get to see if like a note I couldn't find, but usually it's just by ear.
Cool. So, making this type of music, was there anyone who you first listened to that kind of inspired you just to start it off?
Well, to make music, it was honestly this one artist. His name's Virlán Garcia, because his style was so different. Like before, so there's a time where it was just pure corridos, like the straight ones I was saying, like you know, like stereotypical. It was just that for a cool minute, until he started being Urbano like a couple of years back. But I'd say like 2016, 24, 2015, 2016 was like the time where this one artist called Virlán Garcia just came in and started adding so much new stuff to the mix, you know? And that really inspired me. I was like, oh my God, what the heck? Like this fool's like killing it right now, you know? Like he's like coming up with new fresh ideas and it's like interesting, you know? So I started like getting a lot of inspiration from him. Like even my first few written songs like are like kind of like and you can inspire by him. Like you can kind of hear the chord progressions very similar to how his are structured.
That's cool. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you're currently in a group right now, right? Yeah.
Yes,
Talk to
I'm in a
me,
group.
what it's like
Their
about being
name,
that.
well, it's like, it's cool, you know, so I'm in the group called Los Humildes de California, if you guys would like check us out. But it's pretty cool. Like, honestly, like it's like I don't know, I don't see it as the same as like a rock band or something like that, because it's more like they're compas, you know, like we hang out with each other. Like I don't know, because I've never been in the other type of groups, but it's very personal. Like you know, you get together, you practice, not till you go eat or some shit, you know.
Cool.
But yeah, it's a cool environment, cool
That's dope.
place.
That's dope. Has there been, this situation in, I don't know, one of your gigs or whatever, or, like something unique happens, like something funny happened, anything like that, that stands out to you?
I mean, usually it's the people are just drunk. So at gigs, so like I always tell this story. I don't know if I could say it on the podcast, but it was this one lady. Like, so we were asking for change because when they pay us, sometimes they pay us in like 20s or whatever, and then we need to split it a little bit. So we needed 10s, and we're like, "Oh, do you have change?" And she just said like, "Oh, I don't got change for money, but I got change for you." But like in that weird, sinister voice, and I was just like, "Oh, okay." No, it was something weird. I was just like, "Oh, it's just okay."
Man.
But yeah, like a lot of things happen at gigs. Like people fall, people are drinking too much, people can't handle alcohol, so there's fights. But just little things, you know? Expect the unexpected.
Man, that's crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
So I mean, what is just the process of you writing the song look like for you personally?
Well, honestly, it's very random. I could be like sitting down and I just like be like thinking of the rhythm, like da, 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 like with my tongue, you know, like kind of mumbling it, and then it comes down to like if I can start. Like the hardest part for me to write like something is the beginning, like to start it off. Just like to first start it off is really hard for me. Or like once I got that down, the rest is pretty easy. It's just me like coming up with things that rhyme, well, like that rhyme and make sense and that have like that flow. Because I whenever I write a song, I would like to have that flow. Like that vibe, you know, like have like something concurrent. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, I mean, like it's just the beginning that really kills me. Like I'm trying to figure out how it could go at the beginning so it can flow into other parts.
Sure. How long does all that?
Well, it could honestly take me like anything from like a week to months. Like one song like could take me like I think one of my longest songs could take me like 2, 3, 4 months to write. Just because it's like sometimes like te llega la inspiración, so like the inspiration doesn't get you. That like, you can't force out a
Right,
song, you know? So sometimes you're left with like half a song like, that was really, really good, and then the rest is like, ah, what do I do now, you
Right,
know?
yeah. How do you first just decide, let me go on TikTok today and do some of these videos?
Oh, well, okay. It started because okay, so TikTok was, I don't know how I got into it, but it all started me just re-uploading my Instagram videos. So we go all the way down on TikTok. It's just me uploading my, like, because, like, on Instagram, I would regularly post, like, like me singing a cover to a song or me putting a new, like, Neta. But then, like, I've been seeing, like, so many people get exposure. Like, one of my friends, his name is Randy, like, saludos, how to call it. He was getting like thousands of views, and I'm like, oh, that could work for exposure, you know? And like, I'm not in it for the views, but at a certain point, you gotta th think about yourself, like, oh, like, I have to grow somehow, you know? So I started like, oh, what could I do? Like, I saw him posting videos, like, oh, types of requinteros, part one. And I was like, but I don't know a lot of types of requinteros. Like, I'm a requintero, I could probably do those type of videos. So I was like, screw it. And then, like, I just sat down, thought of a few ideas, recorded a few TikToks. And like I had 40 followers at the time, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna get, that many views. And then like my first video gets like 100 views, second video like 200, and then there was this one video that really blew the heck up. It was called Con Tus Besos, which is a very popular song now, but I made it as if it was a song like, oh, like a heartbreaking song, because originally it's like a romantica, which is a love, like to fall in love, to like make someone fall in love, stuff like that. But I made it into like a heartbreaking song. And then that video blew up like massively. Like right now it's under 200K views, but still that's a lot of views.
It's not
So it just brought a lot of exposure to my Instagram and
right, yeah.
stuff.
Because I think that's how I found you. Because I think I'm pretty sure it's through TikTok. And I'm like, yo, this guy's pretty. I start clicking
Yeah.
your thing, start seeing you did all these songs and stuff. I'm like, this guy's he's pretty dope. So let me go follow on Instagram. And then, I
No,
start listening
yeah.
to your own stuff.
A lot of people say that, like, oh, I found you on TikTok. On my For You page.
That's crazy to say though, people find you on like TikTok and stuff, and I don't know.
No,
But I
yeah.
mean, I guess it was a good move though, 'cause TikTok obviously it's always popping. Might as well give that a
Yeah,
shot.
it's crazy though. Like, I never thought that people actually care of like what I posted. I don't actually meet people. That's crazy.
What if it gets deleted? What then?
Oh, I've been seeing on the news it might get deleted, so it's like what I do, I mean, I can't really do nothing, you know? Like, I think most people that follow me on TikTok and that want me follow me on Instagram already do follow me on Instagram, you know? But it's just like, we never know. Who knows, you know? If it gets deleted, it gets deleted. Like, I can't really care about it because it's like, you
Yeah,
know?
that's true. Is it easier to market yourself or promote yourself on TikTok or Instagram? Like, what's the best platform to use?
Well, if I want to promote my own music, I really have to be slick about it. I can't just post a random video, you know? Like the thing is, like you have to basically kind of like sell yourself to the internet if you want to like have like a good chance at people liking your stuff. You have to kind of sell yourself, so you can't really just be like, oh, check out my new song and this and that. Even though I do that sometimes, it's not gonna get the same amount of attention and views that someone might want. So like one of my regular videos could do like 5,000 views, 6,000 views. And then one of my promotion videos, like for my own music, get like 2,000 views. So you see that diff, that gap over there. So I have to really think, like, oh, what can I put in those videos to make it funny, like so people can relate to it. So like one of my friends, he played his own song, like, oh, go check out this song, new song that's coming out. And then in the middle of him playing it, his mom comes in the room and he starts yelling at him in Spanish, like, oh, okay, tú por qué estás tocando estas horas, no sé qué tanto. And it's funny to watch. So you like keep watching, you share it, and that gets a ton of views. And that promotes his song while also promoting like good content, quality content to the viewer.
Cool. So you really got to be smart about it. You have like a whole game plan over it, That's cool.
Yeah. Because it's all about algorithms. If what let's say like 5 people share it, it's gonna get this many views. If 10 people share it, it's gonna get this many views, and et cetera, et cetera. Just depends. Instagram is a lot harder to get something viral, in my opinion. TikTok is way easier. But they're basically the same concept.
So, in all the time you've been in music and from a young age, what has been just one difficulty, one challenge that just have continually like shown up to you? But and how do you get through it?
Music or I mean the challenge has always been playing it. There's a lot of just difficulties that come with it. There's always like also like little challenges like so I play music, right? But there are people that don't see that as like a real thing. Like, oh, that's just a hobby. And like I don't know, I find that as an insult, kind of like people saying it's just a hobby. Cause like honestly, like I don't see it as a hobby. I see it like as a thing like I really want to like pursue. Like maybe not just gigging, you know, like gigging, yeah, you can get like decent income with gigging, but it's not all about that, you know, it's all about like the songwriting, the recording, all that. But then when people just come around and just like bring it down to like, oh, it's just a hobby, it's just, I don't know. It's a difficulty I try to like overcome, like not like change the mindset of the people to like see it as not a hobby. But you can't really change someone's
Yeah,
mindset,
that's
you know?
true. Yeah.
It's whatever they believe and you can't
Right.
really change it.
Yeah. And that's tough too, because not everyone sees things at the same, vision. So, but
Yeah, everybody has their own way of
right,
looking at
yeah.
things.
So, we're almost wrapped up here, but just real quick, do you have any advice for anyone who maybe want to take just the route that you've taken?
That's caught me off guard. Advice. Well, honestly, when people ask me like, oh, what do you suggest I should practice? And like, oh, how do I get better? And then I always say just practice. Like honestly, like that's just, it might sound dumb, but all these years, like I have videos that have archived just because they're so bad, but it's just practicing, you know? Like, I don't know if it's just me, but people are like, oh, I want to get like this expensive guitar and no sé qué tanto. But it's like, but you don't know the fundamentals, you know? Like you don't know the little steps, you don't know the basic things, and then you want to get like a very expensive guitar. For what, you know? Like, that's why I always tell someone, like, doing this, like, oh, what guitar should I get? Because I'm starting off. And I'm like, get whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what you have. It just matters how much you know of it, you know? You can have, like, a $20 guitar and be really good at it. And then you'll value so much more at a more expensive guitar, you know? Because you can hear the sound difference. And, like, you can feel it, you know? Like, you feel, like, that big step up. But if you just start off with a very expensive guitar, you're not going to care. You're gonna be like, oh, okay, that's my guitar, yeah, whatever. And then leave it like 3 months later because it got boring.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
So I know you just dropped a banger about, a week ago, right? You
Wait,
just
what's
dropped
up?
a fire song. What was that, a week ago?
Oh, yeah, it was the 3rd of
Third,
July.
July?
It was Visión
Yeah,
Empresarial.
that's dope. Hey, what's next,
Yeah.
man?
July 25th, wait on it, Pensé AG. So you guys can also, you guys can check it out.
Like that.
No single
That's
drop.
dope. That's dope. All right, man. Hey,
Yes,
Jesus,
sir.
appreciate you, my guy.
Sure, bro. Yes,
For
sabes.
sure. All right, man. Where can people follow you real quick?
On Instagram and TikTok, it's under Jesús Montoya Oficial. And then anywhere else, just look up Jesus Montoya and you'll see my face plastered. It's a
That's
profile
dope. There
picture.
y'all go. Hey, go find him. Listen, do all that. And yeah, man, again, thank you for coming on, bro.
Right, thank
All
you.
right,
My
all
pleasure.
right. All right, so there y'all have it, man. So you can see, interesting dude. It was dope to have him on. I know my boy Jesus, you're listening right now. So I appreciate you once again for coming on. Said a lot of great stuff, and it was super fun to do it. So yeah, so make sure y'all stay tuned. Shout out to all y'all who are new. Make sure you go follow us all major podcast platforms wherever you listen. Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, Google, Breaker, Overcast. Where else are we? iHeartRadio. Like we're everywhere. So wherever you listen, make sure you follow us so you get notified whenever we post an episode. Every Wednesday and Saturday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got a lot of great people coming through in the next few weeks. So I'm excited for it. We have a lot of great episodes. Episodes coming out on boxing, on coding and technology, on just success at a young age. So there's a lot of dope episodes coming out, a lot of dope people coming through. We're gonna do a mental health episode soon. So the next few weeks y'all are stacked until August, and then August we do have a special announcement, so make sure y'all are staying tuned for that. But other than that, man, this has been a peak. We overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Excuse my voice. But until then, man, adios.